Hey, my friends, it's Nate Short, and welcome to a special episode of Run Your Business Like a Business, a podcast where we explore better ways of how to run your real estate business more like a real business and at the same time have a life outside real estate. Hey, I'm your host, Nate Short, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today with this episode. And I've spent the last 20 years working as a top-performing realtor while at the same time studying business strategy, human psychology, and really deep diving into how to help real estate agents be better at their craft. And I created ROS, which stands for the RibLab Operating System, an acronym for Run Your Business Like a Business, to explore and educate agents about topics such as creating a vision and goals for your business, building your team, improving your systems, improving productivity, creating accountability, and really challenging yourself to up your game and make an impact. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help real estate agents create dynamic, fun, profitable real estate businesses while at the same time having amazing life balance, energy, and passion for living your best life. And so if that's what you're looking for, that's what we're doing here today. And just as a reminder, if you want to go to another level of development, both personally and professionally, be sure to check out our coaching programs at fitforgrowth.com, where we believe that coaching is the key to achieving your goals and living your best life. And the best part is it's science-based, so we know it works. Because it's time to level up, my friends. It's time to take your life back. It's time to find that focus and that competence and that vibrancy again. And I'd love to be your coach into fuller levels of high performance. Now, without further delay, let's jump into today's episode. All right, there are a lot of real estate agents out there whose businesses are suffering. I mean, let's face it, the market, as far as transaction goes, depending on the area that you work in, is probably down somewhere between 25 and 50% over the previous year. And the market has shrunk. And it's just the reality of the higher interest rates and a lot of the low people who are in low interest rates just not putting their homes on the market. And so if you're in that situation and you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe your finances are suffering right now, this is a podcast where I just wanted to talk real quick about what is it that you can do. Like, you know, obviously there's the mindset piece, there's routines, there's time management, there's taking action. But, you know, what are a couple of real simple things that you can start to do to get yourself back on track? So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Nate Short. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Run Your Business Like a Business. You know, back in 2007, kind of 7 and 8, we had a very similar situation. The market was really good, and then it kind of hit a wall. And by December of 2008, we had over 13 months supply of houses in my local area. And I was wondering, okay, how am I going to make ends meet? I had a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. I just moved into a house a few years earlier, and my payments, you know, had increased. I went and leased a really expensive car. And that was really the foundation for creating Run Your Business Like a Business. And so all of those learnings are really applicable right now. So if you're looking to kind of get yourself back on track, you know, there's a couple different things or ideas that I wanted to bring up in the podcast. First thing is really getting yourself, your financial house in order as far as eliminating any excess costs, doing a home budget. So that's something that we do, you know, really a whole seminar on as far as helping people with, you know, those expenses that are necessary, but, you know, they really are happening every month versus expenses that are just happening once in a while or other expenses that are not as necessary. And how can you eliminate those? So there's a whole class that I actually have done on that. And in another podcast, maybe we'll go through that. But that's the first thing, you know, get your financial house in order so that you have control, so you have visibility. I mean, that first step of really being aware of what you're spending and how fast you're spending it is really important. That also helps you come up with a plan. So we talk a lot about business planning, and we talk a lot about knowing who your client is, and you really got to get dialed in on your marketing plan with your business. You know, what are you going to focus on? What are the most important activities that you could possibly be doing? In all of the coaching that I do, and I've coached now over 4,000 real estate agents. If you want to get right down to it, don't focus on sending out a bunch of emails or posting on social media. I think one of the lowest hanging fruit is get out into your sphere or your database and start taking them out for coffees, lunches, start talking to them about the market. I mean, the market actually is pretty healthy if we compare it back to 2008. We had 13 months supply. Nobody's really buying. Today, people are buying. They want to buy. And it's just a matter of affordability and availability, because our supply right now, at least in the local area that I'm in, is somewhere around 1.5 to 2.5 months supply of houses, which is a really balanced market. In fact, in some cases, it's a seller's market. So there's a lot of opportunity out there, and the market is still good. It's just trying to figure out, okay, who are the buyers out there and who are the sellers? In the seller side of things, possibly one idea is to look at the homes that are selling and look at why those people are selling. Were they retiring? Were they upsizing, downsizing? Were they relocating? What's happening? What's actually happening in the marketplace as far as the people who are buying or who are selling or buying? So that's again part of that marketing plan. And going back to the marketing plan, what are those price points? What are the neighborhoods that are selling more often? How can you add value to those people? You know, are there tax implications? There's a lot happening in the tax world right now. Thinking about long-term capital gains, excise taxes. There's a lot of costs involved. So people need to be educated on that. For those people who own investment properties, 1031 exchanges, knowing how to do those, maybe how to improve properties. I think another idea on the deal side of things is you really have to get scrappy and think outside the box to draw connections to, you know, maybe you have some pocket listings or people you know who think might be interested in selling. How can you start reaching out to people and asking them, hey, do you know anybody who would want to buy a house in this particular area or who wants an investment opportunity? That really is the brokerage piece of it. It's not now just, you know, send out your postcards and your emails and do all that consistent marketing. We really have to be a lot more proactive in reaching out to our database and creating opportunity. So when I think about, you know, getting your business back on track and getting your life back on track, you know, there's a lot of different components. And I think, first of all, get the financial house in order, start recognizing how much you're spending, build a budget, build a business plan around that. And then on the mental side, just thinking about, okay, what is it that I can do to keep my mental attitude in the proper space? Because obviously the energy, you know, that we bring to every conversation is super, super important. And if we don't have a good script or know what we're going to say or really have a good command of how we can create that positive energy, it's going to be more difficult for us. And so that mindset is super important. And that's one of the reasons that I got in the personal development space rather than just doing, say, strict business coaching, was to help people on the personal side so that they could maintain their mindsets and learn skills on how to, say, stop spiral thinking, you know, negative thinking, or how to be more outward focused, growth minded, curious. Those kinds of things all take practice, intentionality, and some discipline as well. So if you're looking, you know, to get back on track, If you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling like, hey, I might even think about getting out of this business, just take a deep breath, just breathe in, you know, focus on on some breath for a little, do some breath work for a little while, and then think about what are the top, you know, two or three things that you can do that you can start to focus on that can really help you gain some confidence and take some action so you can get those micro wins. You know, a lot of we talk in coaching about this, they call it the self-efficacy rule. And what that means is, you know, having a plan, taking small incremental steps or identifying small action items that you can take every day to move the ball forward. And then as you do that, as you complete those, you know, you're gaining confidence. One of the things that really undermines our confidence is just when we feel paralyzed or we get negative, or we don't take action, and then that undermines our ability to gain confidence and to really kind of move into that person that we know we are at our core. And in times when, you know, the economy is not as good and things are tougher, that is very, very easy to do. And especially if you're around people who are also negative, or if you're in an office where there's nobody there, you know, how do you do that? And that's honestly one of the reasons that I came up with the accelerator groups, the mastermind groups, and trying to create a community where people could rely on one another, could gain positive feedback from one another, and be really taking proactive steps to gain that confidence. So I want to thank you for listening to this short podcast. Again, if you just want to recap it, start with your finances, get that squared away so you really have all the information out there, gain awareness. That is going to be very liberating for you. Then build a plan around how you can start meeting those financial obligations and start being proactive eventually. A lot of that's going to come through identifying those action items you can take to get your lead generation up and start gaining the confidence that you need to build the business. And then the third part is really work on your mindset and get people around you that can help you with that, whether that's people in your office or maybe other coworkers. Maybe it's just two or three other coworkers. You guys decide to have your own mastermind group. Or, you know, obviously I'm in coaching and would love to have you be part of our mastermind group, our accelerator groups, where it's organized and you're paying some money out, but at the same time, you know, that is part of the commitment and part of the accountability that we provide is being able to have a structured atmosphere for that. So I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. You can reach us, riblab.com. You can text or call us, and we'd be happy to help you with any coaching needs that you might have in the future. So thanks for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.